Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Merasi. And we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaYakol, Skan Aroin of the Great Goin, Rabbi Aaron Volkenzatzal, Simon Yud Beis. This is written on the second day of Slichus, near Tafresh Peivav, 1926 in Pinsk. It was a letter written by Rav Volkin to Hagoyin Rav Mordechai Shlomo Horowitz, who was an Avbezdin in Kosovo, which I guess he knew the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was from Kosovo. In any event, B'dvar she'elaso b'tzi'ire amenu, ha'mechalim Shabbos b'farhesia, zeir zeir an interessante shayla, l'maisadik shayla, our young people who are public Sabbath desecrators. Can you imagine? People think sometimes back in Europe, everyone was so frum. There were plenty of frum people, Baruch Hashem, but not everybody. So you have young people, listen to this, they're mechale Shabbos, u'kamo ke'nechshalim ba'bizrayu de'kili arayas, b'mashahochet, shluve yadim ha'bisulois, over malchibuk v'nishuk, they're over in ha'bizrayu de'kili arayas, because they walk down the street holding hands with girls. I think today, a guy wants to walk around down the street holding hands with a girl. Back in 1926, over 100, almost 100 years ago, people had the same Yetzirah they do today. And 200 years ago and 500 years ago and since the beginning of time. I am Nitzach Limchus B'Koyhanim. So you have these boys, Chali Shabbos, Farhesia, who are also holding hands with girls, and over Malchibuk Venishuk. They're not only holding hands, they're doing other things as well. I'm Nitzach Limchus B'Koyhanim Mehem, Shlo Yal L'Duchen, should be Mimoich in the Koyhanim, that they shouldn't Duchen. V'Shigam Shlo Nichlu L'Anshi Akihil L'Kabal Brachas Mipim Toyovim Ka'ilu. The people in the community don't want to receive brachas from these abominable people. V'Yam is Gabir B'Macholas Asurois. How could a mouth that's eating forbidden foods bless the holy nation? Say God's name. I don't really want to talk about this. I don't want to discuss this because you have to be very, very deliberate in order to establish the correct law. Because Chazal tell us, Sanhedrin 107, your left hand should push away, but your right hand should bring close. In other words, we should invest more effort in bringing them close than pushing them away. And Sefer Chem de Genuza, Sophie Geras Hashmad La Rambam, he writes, if Karpil Shu Chazal Shu Pashem Pasha Berubono Be... I don't know what that word is. Kishabala Beis HaKnesses Vespala Makabla Moisai Vein Noagim Bo Minak Bizayim Ayin Shem Shafil Mechal Shabbos Ein Roel Achikam. So when a person comes to Shul and he's a Mechal Shabbos, he shouldn't be distancing him. He should be Makarev such a person. So it's in the Tshuvas HaRadbaz in the first volume at the end of Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. Mekom Mekom Yesh Lomani Gadol Lios Motun B'dvarim Elu U'mamshich HaNoyse B'dvarim Ad Sheyashuv Me'at Me'at. You have to do Kiruv B'kitzer. U'mekom Mekom B'chdei Shlo L'hoshiv B'nei Kvot HaRosu Reikam Avar Me'at B'nogi Aladina. However, you ask me a question, so I'm going to answer you a little bit with regard to what the halacha is. We have two different shilas here. Number one, is there an obligation to stop them? Because we know that a Kohen who kills somebody or somebody serves and a Kohen who serves idols, he goes to church. It's Asur Duchen. And a Megala Arayos is equated to Avodah Zarah and Shvichus Damim. So maybe we should stop him from Duchening because he's like someone who killed or somebody who served idols. So maybe we should stop them inside them, and maybe we should stop them inside the community. The community doesn't want such people to bless them. So we'll start with the second issue. And the answer is that the community has no taina. Because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chulin, that Ani Avarchem is referring to Israel, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the true Mevarech. I will bless the Jewish people. I, God, will bless the Jewish people. Rambam writes, Tefillah 1530, after he writes that you don't stop a coin Russia from duchening, he writes, V'altatme v'tomer matol birchas hedyotzen, don't ask, what good is this bracha? The answer is, because it's not telling the Kohanim, it's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohanim do their mitzvah, and God blesses us through the Kohanim. We have you in Shtarker and the Yerushalmi, Gittin 5:9. Shalatomer ish ponim v'gala reis v'shev yitom v'varchenu am kodesh baruch v'varchayim ha'im ani lo mevelo ani mevarechecha. You shouldn't say the guys in v'gala reis and the shev yitomim, even though we hold haragas ha'nefesh isn't tochni. Yerushalmi says that you shouldn't say he's a v'gala reis, he's a shev yitomim, and he's giving us a baracha, come on. Answers Hashem, I'm blessing you. Some was Shemiel b'nei Yisrael. So as far as the kahal not being merutza, not being satisfied, you can discard that claim. God's blessing, not them. And what about permitting them either over on Mechalei Shabbos, their Nichshalim Be'Avizrayu Da'arayus? And I would guess if they hold hands and they hug and they kiss, as is mentioned in the Tshuva, some of them probably go further than that. And then it wouldn't just be Avizrayu Da'arayus, it would be Arayus Mamish. So, we find two averis, we stop someone from duchening. When he does, Kohen Sharagas and Nefesh, Brachas 32, and Mumr Lavei Dezara, Menachas 59. So, in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Kuf 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 Ches, the Ramah writes, other averis don't stop him. Mashma, any other aver. But why not Chil Shabbos? I Chil Shabbos like Avodah Zarah. In the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Siman Lamed Ches, he writes, "Im Yiton V'Kaimelan, the Mutu L'Spali Ma'Var Yonim, Ainu Bavar L'Frakim, V'Yichud Amachal Shabbos V'Resi Shukovei Kovei Glilim, Gamur, V'Chitochin Shiala Likras B'Torah B'Tzibur, V'Lechachil Hashem, V'Kibui Me'or Ados, Gadol Mizev V'Cholomid V'Nimtzah Sham V'Samokum V'Perak V'Ena Moicha, V'Imruach Tara Avra Amitzah Sanashim Kanan Lotzitz Menamokum V'Yosu V'Avonim Aleim." Tavoy birchas toif. This is a guy's a machal Shabbos. When you're done with the avrayanim, that's if they do sins from time to time. But how do you give a guy an aliyah if he's a sinner? He's a machal Shabbos for Esa. He's like an idol worshiper. So it's good to protest. It's good to walk out. However, that's the Chacham Tzvi. He says, Rav Alkin, we can be makel for a few reasons. Number one, even a Mechal Shabbos Gomer that we say is like a Mumma the Kol HaTorah Kula, it doesn't know a Megadim. That this means, Sheinlo Ne'amonis L'chol HaYisurim V'rak Midrabbanan Uka'akum. He's no Ne'amonis. Midrabbanan is a Din Goy. As far as Kahuna goes, he's still considered a Kohen. No Agim Bo Kadosh. Also the Pri Chadosh and other Achronim hold that he has to be Mechal Shabbos B'Surei D'Arais and not B'Surei D'Rabbanan to be a Goy, like a Goy. And they argue with Toysis and Erevin Samachas, even the Rabbanan Dino Ka'akum. Shitas HaTashbitz brought by the Iter, Mechal Shabbos Darais is only Avoidus HaKarka. But Starif Lezem HaShoel HaChorna Mechal Shabbos Bissur Lav is not a Mumma L'chol HaTorah Kula. So therefore these Mechal Shabbos are not doing malachas of avodas karka. They're not doing malachas that are necessarily machayev misis based in. In the Sefer Orient Lisai, he says it's not so shechich that we have a machal Shabbos for etzi b'sud araisa. If he writes on Shabbos, he's not writing Hebrew letters. He He travels on Shabbos, Tchum, and outside the Tchum. Might only, it's only the Rabbanim, even outside of 12 mil. And Mechal Shabbos, the Rabbanim is not like a guy, he's just called an Avarian. Avarian's allowed to join a minion. The Tshuvas Yudayala and Arachayim Sof Simen Memtes, he's Mechalik, the Daf could be Mitzarif into a minion as mutter, if he's a an Avarian. But not to give him coin. Okay, but that's giving him an aliyah. But duchening, he's chayef to duchen. You're mevatel him from a mitzvah, which he's allowed to be doing. And that Chacham Tzvi didn't like calling Mechalei Shabbos to the Torah. That's calling them to the Torah, not preventing them from doing a mitzvah they're chayevin. They're chayev to duchen. And a lot of these kids, they don't know the difference. They don't think it's so bad. They see other people doing it. They think it's okay. Like we find in the Gemara, Lo Sachmo, people don't think Lo Sachmo is so bad. As long as you're paying money, what does it matter that I pressured him to sell me the object? You know, it's Lo Sachmo when I pressure. Then we have the Tshuva of the Binyan Sian. That's, these people are like Tinoko Shanishbu, and they don't really mean it. They believe in God, they believe in Maaseh Bereishis. So for all these reasons, says the Beis Aharon, I think we could be Mekel. And then he concludes by saying, I didn't answer you until now, because other people asked me first, and I'm just going in order. And then when it came time for your letter, Kvod HaRav, I got right to it. And he gives him brachas for a new year. Like I said, it's right before Shoshana. And so comes out Lakula to allow Kohanim Mechalei Shabbos to Duchen. Okay, many, many, many more tshuvas to learn. So please stay tuned to the nether. Hopefully we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.